to the weekend, weekend. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Partying, partying, yeah. Partying, partying, yeah. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
You know what would be fun? You know how people do all those extreme sports and everything? And one of them is the running with the bulls. Okay, does anybody else think that letting Spanish fighting bulls loose in these riots would be really fun to watch and a great idea? I just asking for a friend. You know, just thought that would be funny. So, school topic the other day, as you log on to our poll question today, yesterday's poll question at 991fmtalk.com was, is the Washoe County Health Officer Kevin Dick being melodramatic by warning that there may be dark days ahead? It's all in how you say things. After the Washoe County School Board voted to approve its initial reopening plans, 92% said yes, just like all other politicians. You have to be melodramatic. 8% of those participating said, no, he's just looking out for our safety. Yeah, okay. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you plan on watching any of the second special session online? You can do that. So far, thank goodness, 73% of those participating say yes. I'm going to see how they're going to screw us up even further. And 26% saying, hell no, I got better things to do. This is not for me. Almost makes you feel like they're going to do what they're going to do anyway. Whether we watch or not, whatever the Democrats and Governor Sisolak want is going to be shoved down our throats right now. Especially when, you know, it comes to balloting. When it comes to our election. So Mr. S just sent me this. Monica, voting is essential. So why are we mailing in ballots? Because you can steal an election that way. You can pay people for their votes. Just go down to the homeless. Say, hey, you want 10 bucks? Here, sign this. People are being prosecuted for it around the country right now. If you don't, you can't have the Secretary of State and the Registrar of Voters come out and say, no, fraud doesn't happen in our election. We go through and we make sure everything's. You can't say that. You're not out on the streets watching what people do. And what's actually going on in the registrar's office. When they go through and they check these signatures, signatures change. I've had numerous complaints, triple digits, from listeners who didn't get their ballot. Nobody in the family got their ballot, even though they've lived and they voted from this location for decades. They had their ballots returned because the signatures didn't match. You know how to take care of that? Let people vote in person with a voter ID. So even if you check their signature, as long as they got their picture in their ID, let them vote. How is that racist to call for something like that? Because that's what the Dems do. They say, oh, that's racist. When you have a lot of people who are there saying you're just going to be racist against, are out buying alcohol and cigarettes and cashing checks and using credit cards. And you know what? You need ID for all of that. So how is that racist? How is that racist? Checking a quick email here. I hear that some of the teachers' unions are worried about too much online screen time. I predict the call for online teaching will wane when teachers realize that parents will be looking over their child's shoulder and they will actually have to teach, or the parents will be calling the principal. It will be in response to what they observe, not what their child tells them when they come home. Bob, that's a very interesting thought. You have to wonder why this is such a big deal, getting our schools back open. Well, I'm guessing since most of us are watching the news on what's happening at the riots, the people who are now being arrested, a lot of teachers in that mix. A lot of teachers. There was one report, 13 people arrested. Half of them were teachers. Not all teachers are bad. I will put that out there. My little sister, Nessa, she loved her teacher. She hated going to the next year up because she wanted to stay with her teacher. And trust me, my little sis is a conservative kid, even at her age. Because that all starts in the home. If you want to just use the school system as a babysitting tool, you are not, I don't want to say not, because no, you are. You are screwing up your child's future. You truly are. And I want to thank the people who have actually requested information from me about wanting to homeschool their kids or getting the kids into a private school and a charter school or whatnot. I've got the information. So if you need to know how to do it, just contact me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Because more and more people are going to be doing this. More and more families are going to think about their family first and what they can do. Crunch the numbers. Look at the budget. What is more important? Your child's education, real education, or planning the family vacation? Making sure you go someplace. What we need to be worrying about is the kids. Because the future of this country, we're working on it, but they're the ones that have to live it. And I am tired of living my life with social distancing. Somebody actually pulled a gun and fired shots at a father or a mother and her son, screaming at them because they weren't social distancing. And fired at them. Thank God nobody was hurt. But masks are making people crazy. Social distancing is making people crazy. And I'm just tired of it. I want to get close. Check this out. Where's my song?
Babe, do you remember when we kiss and hug. We would touch each other without rubber gloves. Now we stay inside. There ain't nothing going on. Coronavirus showed up, so we can't hug now. Need to buy essentials, but the stores are out. Everybody's freaked out. Face masks everywhere we go. People have lost their minds. We could use a vaccination. We got the checks we need. Need no new taxation. We'll stay home together. Uh-huh. Eat some snacks with each other. Uh-huh. Social distancing. That is where we are. No one in between. Have to stay this far. Stay away from me if you're not family, or we'll stay quarantined forever. Uh-huh. Keep this virus from each other. Uh-huh. I wish COVID-19 would just go away, and I can get a haircut and a real entree. Like to have. When we get past Corona, we can take a flight. Watch passengers go crazy when someone reclines. We'll get back in our car, finally go to bars or a movie. No more rubber gloves. We can finally hug each other. I have no more excuse not to see my mother. No Zooming with each other. Uh-huh. Start to lose all this blubber. Uh-huh. Social distancing. That is where we are. No one in between. Have to stay this far. Stay away from me if you're not family. Or we'll stay quarantined forever. Uh-huh. Keep this virus from each other. Uh-huh.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday. I thought you needed that for a Friday. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Social distancing, that is where we are. No one in between. Have to stay this far. Stay away from me, even family. 'Cause we've been quarantined forever. Uh-huh. I'm so glad for warmer weather. Uh-huh.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And I do want to stress one thing because, you know, this is just, even though in Douglas County, the head librarian, what do you want to call her, the director of the library, and the sheriff have met, they've worked out their issues, it's still a rallying cry for BLM. Yes. And that rallying cry is protest. Protest, protest, protest. Make sure that everybody knows that Douglas County is the seat of racism in Nevada. That's how Black Lives Matter is painting it. So because they don't have enough people really to rally or protest in Douglas County or even in Carson, they're pulling in the troops. Yes, they're bringing in the troops from pretty much anywhere in any of the surrounding states, flying them in, driving them in. But I urge you, whatever protest or rally, wherever you want to go, whatever you want to be involved in, do not give them the satisfaction of being upset. To yell and scream at them. To be a part of the problem. Get a white t-shirt. Say what you want to say on it. All lives matter. We back the blue. Sheriff Coverley's the best. Whatever you want to say on it. And then when you're in the protest, when you're in the rallies, be nice. Smile at them. Say God bless you. Leave it at that. Don't engage them. Because you know you are not a racist. That this is just a ploy for attention and distraction from the bigger picture that is going on. Lots of things that's happening this weekend, including getting volunteers signed up for the recall of Governor Sisolak. Recall Sisolak 2.0, brought to you by fightfornevada.com. The state field representative, Linda Thompson, is joining us right now, and she has two meet and greets planned for this weekend. If you want to get out and get signed up to be a volunteer, the faster you get signed up to be a volunteer, the faster we can get this petition rolled out and get it filed. Linda, thank you so much for joining me. What's happening this weekend with different locations around the area?
Okay, for Lyon County, we're going to have a meet and greet in Silver Springs at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. Any volunteers that are already on board with us or that want to get on board with us can meet us at Penny Park. They're in Silver Springs. The county lead is running it, and I will be there to help bring on more people. At 6 o'clock Saturday night, Churchill County is holding a meet and greet at Laura Mills Park here in Fallon. And they will be for all volunteers that are interested in joining our organization and for the ones that have already signed up. We need all the volunteers we can get.
Right. And Linda, let me stress that to people, because we are a commuting area, and that if you live in Fallon, but you commute to Washoe County, we need you even more. If you live in Lyon County, but you commute into Washoe County, please get signed up for Washoe County as well.
Yes, we desperately need them in Washoe. We are right now just over 700 volunteers statewide. We need 1,300 statewide.
Okay, 1,300 statewide. Boy, that's been upped. I thought we were doing just 1,000. But if people don't have time to come to the meet and greets, Linda, how can they get signed up to be a volunteer for especially Washoe County? Come on, people. You say he needs to be recalled. You say, when is this going to happen? When is it going to happen? It's going to happen when we get the volunteers who can go out and help us collect the signatures. Be involved. That doesn't mean a whole lot of work. You just have to sit at a table and tell people, would you like to sign this recall petition? So how do they get a hold of you, Linda?
They can email me at lt.ssnrecal. That's ffnrecall@gmail.com.
It's that easy. And if you want to find out more information, it's still fightfornevada.com, right?
Yes, fightfornevada.com. They have a Google sheet on there. A lot of people have been having trouble, and that's why I'm putting out these other email addresses for them to reach. Something else for Northern Nevada. A lot of them have been hesitant because they felt that Clark County didn't pull their weight last round. I want to let them know that Clark County is already well over their halfway point. They needed 800 volunteers minimum. They are at 500 right now. The majority of our volunteers are out of Clark County. When you figure we've got just over 700 and 500 of them are out of Clark.
That's fantastic.
We've got five counties. They're the smaller counties, so they require less volunteers. They've already met their minimums.
Okay.
But Washoe is sitting at about 100 volunteers. They need 250. Now, I have had Story County is gone way over their minimums, and they've already said they will help Washoe.
Good.
But Carson, Douglas, Nye, they all need a lot of volunteers along with Lyon. And they're only maybe halfway to their minimums.
All right.
I want to set a challenge. I want everybody, every single county, to be at their minimums by this time next week. You want the petition out. You want it done before or immediately after the November election. Then I need your volunteering. It's time to quit sitting behind the computer. Get on your feet, walk out the door, and collect signatures. And I can't do that without the volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, will you, you know, we'll talk again because I got to get into a Fox News break here, Linda. But there are all kinds of things that are easy that people can do as volunteers. So stick around. We'll be back with more of your phone calls with the talk and text line at 884-9910. Ken, Jane, Terry, I hope you all hang on the line. We'll be back after this.
M-Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
I want you to share on 99.1 FM Talk. Answer today's poll question on the Monica Jay Show, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you plan on watching any of the second special session? Online. You can't watch it in person, but you can watch it online. So 30% saying hell no. So that, of course, makes 70% saying yes. I want to see how they're going to screw everything up. Well, you better blame that on the Democrats. Why do Democrats keep getting reelected and then people keep complaining about how everything is getting messed up? Do you not see the connection here? California, Oregon, Washington, do you not see the connection? I mean, even Democrats have to be embarrassed for what's going on. If you're not, I don't know what's wrong with you. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ken this morning. Ken wants to mention teachers. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
Doing great. So, Ken, what are you thinking about the education system right now?
Well, I just had something happened the other day. I was just curious if you knew anything about it. I was at a drugstore here in Carson and checking out, and they asked if I wanted to make a donation. And they do that all the time during different times of the year. So I asked them what it's for, and they said it was for teachers. And I was just really curious why they are taking donations for teachers.
You know, Ken, I have not heard that, but I will look into it. I'm with you. I don't see why teachers are needing donations unless some of the teachers haven't gotten their unemployment, which is very likely with the state of Dieter right now.
Yeah, I could see that, but a lot of people haven't got their unemployment. Yeah. I don't know why they're, you know, it just kind of surprised me. And of course I said, no, you know, I'm not going to give for that. And it just was kind of, I thought, ridiculous that we're going to donate to the teachers when everybody else is suffering, probably even more than they are.
Yeah, I'd rather give to the doctor that was fired because she participated in that doctor's press conference at Capitol Hill.
That's,
I think, a little bit more important on my plate.
Yeah, and there was another incident. I was up at the rally yesterday for the police. Actually, I still am a police officer, so I was up there. And there was an individual kind of harassing three ladies because they were standing talking, social distancing, but they didn't have masks on. So I kind of approached him asking what his problem was. And he said, well, you all need to wear a mask. And I asked him, how can you catch this outside in the fresh air? I said, there's not clouds of COVID floating around. He said, that's not the point. It's just the thought that you could catch it.
So, oh, jeez. Yeah.
That's the reasoning.
Yeah, that's what it is, Ken. It's pure embedded fear brought to you by the media and the left. Ken, thank you so much for being out at the rally, for backing law enforcement, and thank you for what you do, putting yourself out there for, let me tell you, some very, very ungracious people that you protect.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of them.
Ken, thank you so much for the call. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Terry this morning. Hi, Terry. Are you worried about the kids going back to school?
Well, Monica, the thing is, here in Lyon County, what they're going to do is they're going to have the kids go to school 1 week, then they're going to be off the next. So what they're going to try, the teachers are going to try to do is get the parents to pinch hit that week. And there's a couple problems with that. The first one is, you know, how is the parent supposed to work 1 week and be off the next? The employer is not going to go for that. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, we are not teachers. I don't know where to pick up where she leaves off. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of my rant on that. It's not fair.
Well, but that's what they want. They want this generation of kids so messed up that they're not getting the education that they deserve. The easiest way to do it is open up all of the schools, open up all of the classrooms for the kids who have the ability and that want to learn online and Zoom into the class, let them do it. For all the other kids whose parents can't help them at home, who, you know, don't have the, well, for all those single parents out there, they don't have the time. Let them be in the classrooms and make sure it is consistent. This is not rocket science. Terry, thank you so much for calling in with your concern and letting me know what Lyon County is doing, because that just doesn't make sense. What are you thinking? What are you going to do for that week? Clean the classrooms? You should be cleaning the classrooms every single night. So that doesn't make sense if that's one of your reasonings. But what is your reasoning for that, Lyon County? It doesn't make sense. You're jeopardizing the education of the kids for a farce of a plandemic that is on, and you're not doing your own research and getting information out there for the parents and the kids that is legitimate. There has not been one study that shows masks are helping. There is not one study that shows masks are successful at blocking COVID. But you know what there is? There are numerous studies that show that it doesn't work, that masks don't work. Parents, listeners, please educate yourselves. It's all online and it's not all being censored yet. But when they censor it, we come up with ways to bring it to you anyway. Like the doctors, if you would like to hear their 40 minutes, just go on to my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. It's right there for you. Got the link. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. Insanity,
good
that
morning,
kind of...
Monica.
that kind of opens up a whole bag of worms when you say insanity.
Yes. I'm like, okay, so, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Why do we keep electing the same politicians? And, you know, I mean, that's the definition of insanity. We get worse. But, you know, to me, like FDR said, The only thing we have to fear is fear itself and what's taking place out there. Our country is being destroyed. And if we keep electing the same old, and, you know, like somebody told me once about the, low-income housing, they said, honey, this list is so long that the only way these people get out when they come in here is in a coffin. That's the politicians. I don't mean that in a, but that's a fact. That's the truth. Pretty much that's the only way they go out is when they die. You know, they don't retire. They don't resign unless somebody votes them out. You know, and I'm beginning to wonder if their vote on that has anything to do at all. But to me, you know, when I vote this November, I'll be voting for my freedom, my children's freedom, my grandchildren's freedom, and my great-grandchildren's freedom. For our nation as a nation of freedom, of laws, of liberty. Not for Donald Trump, to say, per se, but for our nation and our freedoms, our rights, law and order.
Because that's what we're doing.
And I'm so tired of people, acting like the races is so divided. Because I don't care what their color is or where they came from, their nationality. If they're an American, they're an American. And it don't matter about the race. And they keep hollering the Democratic Party is the black race party and the Republicans is the rich people party. That's a bunch of BS.
It is. And so I'm right there with you, Jane. So thank you for the call. And they're trying to make you believe things that just aren't true. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm not a racist. One of BLM's biggest things that they're going to do, at least in their mantra, what they say that their mission is to end racism. You know what? You don't end what is in someone's heart. And if someone is racist, the numbers are so small in this country that it is pathetic. But they're trying to fuel the fire and make people believe that they are. Because if you hear something enough, you start to believe it. Let's flip the script then. You're not racist. You are loving. You welcome everybody. You don't look at color. You look at people's character, what they're saying. And when you say kill all cops, you don't get my ear. You don't get my support. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Michael this morning. Wants to continue the conversation on the schools. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi there. To continue with the schools, it is right now is a perfect opportunity for every parent to realize how backwards the school system is and to take their children out of the public school system, put them in charter or Christian or whatever schools. We did that with our daughter, and the bottom line is that she got a great education. When she was in Washoe County School District, I used to donate time on Wednesdays when she went to school, and one of the things that I was a proponent for her to know was the Pledge of Allegiance. And Washoe County at that time required it. I don't know what the requirements are now. But that teacher, it chapped her butt every Wednesday that she had to take that 5 minutes to do the Pledge of Allegiance that I made sure she did every day. That's how bad it is. But every parent, if they take their children out of the public school system, put them in private schools and or do homeschool or however that looks, what's going to happen is it's going to deplete the public education. Then we go ahead and we get the taxes lowered for what we put into the schools, and then the schools will begin to shrivel up to the point that we're able to decide what kind of education our children get, as opposed to somebody else telling us what kind of an education our children get.
Well, and that tax money needs to go back to the parents who are homeschooling their kids or putting them in private school choice. You know, we should all be getting a refund on our property taxes right now since they've shut down school. And if they're not going to reopen, then I want my money back.
Agreed. And if you watch, everybody here will want to watch based on what you said with the property tax. You want to watch what they're about to do in California from going from 13% to 14% and for the so-called millionaires, and then going from 13 or 14 to 16 for the $2 million millionaires. Anyway, it's going to mess things up because they're going to go from a lower tax base up to 54% tax base in the state of California if you make over $1 million a year.
This is just ridiculous what's going on here, Michael, because there's so much money missing. It's going to administrators. It's not being spent on the kids. It's not being spent on a good education. I mean, even the textbooks that we're using are inadequate, and they're just not honest. They're not truthful. So if anybody wants to take Michael's advice and homeschool or get into private school, I had somebody that works very closely with the schools, and she sent me the rundown on homeschooling, the questions that you have, how to do it, how to get into it. Just email me. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Val, thank you so much for doing that for me. And I'll just pass it on to you. It's important for everyone to take a stand now. And the stand needs to be the future of this country. And the future of this country is the kids. We've seen this generation of millennials, what they're doing. And it's wrong. It is just wrong. If you love God, if you love this country, because remember, this country was brought together, one nation under God. That was done for a reason. Excuse me as I get on my pulpit here, but we talk about the Antichrist. We talk about this being that is going to have 666 emblazoned on him. I think we need to take a little bit better look and a little bit closer look at that, because right now I see Antichrist all around me. There is no other religion that is being attacked more than Christianity. Maybe Antichrist is just the ideology of the left and everyone else out there. It's anti-Christian. That's the world we are living in right now. And you know what else is anti-Christian? Marxism, communism, socialism. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
And let's share them. That's what this show's all about. It's the Monica Jay Show at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, but it's your show. It's your interests, and you've got all kinds of ways to get a hold of me. Of course, 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you going to watch any of the special session online? You might want to. They've got some pretty important issues, including police reform going on. Election reform. I'm not making this stuff up. This is going to be a very dangerous session for the future of Nevada. 33% saying no, they're not going to watch. So, of course, that, you know, do the math and all that good stuff and makes it about 67. Don't make me do math. I hate math. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. But while you're there, take a trip on over to my page. I've got the doctors from Capitol Hill coronavirus press conference right there on top. The UN, Agenda 21. This stuff just all falls right into place if you actually take the time to look for it. Ghislaine Maxwell, past prosecutions, documents that were sealed being unsealed, and we are seeing some pretty despicable things. And unfortunately, I will warn you now, we're just going to see more of them. more and more and more despicable things. And there are people out there who have now risen to power that is their ultimate goal. To fire people who have dissenting views, to work their way into politics, to make the decision. We need to stop all this. And you know what that takes? It takes your participation. So I leave you with this today. Master yourself and become king of the world around you. Let no odds, chastisement, exile, doubt, fear, or any mental issue prevent you from accomplishing your dreams. Never be a victim. Be its conqueror. Words from Mike Norton. Thank you for being here today. I love you. Have a fantastic weekend. Do something fun. Forget about that social distancing and give somebody a hug.